James, you're very welcome to In Business. Thanks for joining me this evening.
Hi, Amber. It's a pleasure. Thank you.
So, James, many of our listeners, they probably will be familiar with you and the work that you do. But if just in case there's anyone listening maybe that hasn't heard of you, give us a brief explanation about AMO Digital and the work you do.
Yeah, of course. So we help our clients mainly here in Kerry, across Ireland, some in the UK too. And really, we help them generate more business online. So recently, that's been more training led. So we've been doing a lot of training with clients, kind of showing them how they can generate more sales from their online presence, whether that's in search, so using Google, and now, of course, AI tools such as ChatGPT and Gemini to drive traffic to their websites. And then hopefully that traffic then converts to sales or leads or business for them. So that's what we spend a lot of our time doing here in Killarney. We're based.
Fantastic. And I know you're here this evening to talk to us about a workshop you have coming up. So tell us what this workshop is all about and the aim of it as well, James.
Mm-hmm, that's right. So later in the month, we'll be helping 8 accommodation providers. So those here in Kerry that have B&Bs or guest houses. And really, I think these businesses, small businesses, a bit like ourselves, have been struggling with rising costs, I guess. And so like that, also they're having to pay money to platforms such as Booking.com or Airbnb, and we know that in some cases that can be as much as 20% commission. So with all of that said, the workshop is designed for these B&B owners, these guest house owners, who really want to reclaim their profits and put a bit more money back in their own pockets. And it's designed to help them learn how to generate more direct bookings for themselves. So as I say, I think with rising costs and paying a great deal of commission across to these platforms, if we can help them learn how to generate more bookings themselves, hopefully that's going to put more money in their pockets and give them their best season yet in 2026.
Brilliant. It's fantastic. And is it a case that a lot of these accommodation providers that they're missing out on reclaiming those profits back, James?
Yeah, I think it can be. I think if we put ourselves in the shoes of the customer for a moment, and maybe think about those up in Dublin looking to come down for a weekend or something like that. You know, St. Patrick's Day is just around the corner. That tends to be when the season really kicks off, I think, here in Killarney. If someone is searching for, you know, B&B Killarney or places to stay near the National Park in Killarney, those sorts of keywords that customers might be searching for, you'll see that there's a great deal of spend from the likes of Booking.com, Airbnb, across Google Ads and other ad providers to really capture this traffic. And I guess what we're trying to do is show these accommodation providers how they can not only protect their own brand from online travel agents bidding on their brand names, but also start to capture some of that traffic and try to generate more direct bookings themselves.
Brilliant. And it's taking place on the 25th of February. Talk us through, I suppose, what people can expect maybe on the day and I suppose what kind of format it might take, James.
That's right, 25th of February here in Killarney. It's a half-day practical workshop. So hands-on, as I say, 8 people in the room, and it will be a full agenda from 9:30 in the morning to around 1:00. I guess I'm really looking forward to it because a lot of the work we do is actually on Zoom or Google Meet or Microsoft Teams, but this is going to be in person. So actually it gives people the chance to ask questions in person, look at their own businesses in depth. There'll be a little bit of theory from myself, and there'll also be a good deal of practical for those in the room to be able to implement some of the things I'll be talking about. And those things will be the changing kind of landscape of search in 2026. And I mentioned earlier Google Gemini and ChatGPT. That's having a huge influence on search behavior. I guess just to bring that to life a bit, my own kind of experience recently, I actually started with a phrase on Google around, I'm going to France on a summer holiday with my young family this summer. Which are the best campsites near to the ferry port? You know, I think maybe 10 years ago, I would have just Googled something like, you know, Roscoff campsites. right? Instead of actually going to the search engine and starting with a really in-depth conversational search term, which is one of the aspects of what we're doing with clients now. And one of the key parts of the workshop is to really, again, put ourselves in the shoes of the customer and think, what is the customer now going to the likes of these search tools, not only Google for and searching for, and how can these accommodation providers actually create content that answers their guests' questions. So I used an example earlier, you know, if someone's searching for accommodation near to the national park, actually, if you look at a great deal of the websites that are out there, some of them don't actually include a location kind of page that shows their customers where they might be based. And of course, search engines such as Google, AI tools such as ChatGPT and Google Gemini, they're trying to source this information to answer their guests' questions. And if it's not present on these accommodation providers' websites, then they simply don't stand much of a chance of appearing. So there'll be some work around that. There'll also be some work on local search, so how to own the kind of Google Maps side of things, which is also extremely important when it comes to, again, being found online and ensuring that things like your Google Business profile is up to date, etc. There'll be a section on that. I mentioned the section on Google Ads too, and how to protect your brand against booking.com, etc. bidding on your own brand name, and also looking at some other search terms that can be profitable. And then there'll be the practical section, applying these learnings to our attendees' online presence themselves. And also I'll be sharing a direct booking checklist on kind of almost like an NCT for your own website to ensure it's up to date and performing as well as possible.
Brilliant. Lots to be covered there as well, but it sounds like it'll all be very valuable. You mentioned earlier that it's for accommodation providers. Is that accommodation providers of all sizes, James?
Well, it's predominantly for B&B and guest house owners on the smaller side, to be fair. But of course, I'd welcome anyone from the hospitality industry here in Killarney and further afield in Kerry who would like to learn about this, because I think it's so important. These organisations such as Booking.com and Airbnb, you know, these are colossal multinationals. And I think if we can try to help out those businesses that are here in Kerry, then that's all the better. So yeah, certainly open to all in hospitality here in Kerry. I should say as well, Amber, that I'm delighted the course is part funded and approved by the SkillNet. So it's offered at a discounted rate.
That's fantastic. And I can imagine if anyone wants to attend, James, they probably need to register in advance, do they?
They will do, yes. So they might just drop me a line. It's james@amodigital.ie, or of course, searching for AMO Digital should hopefully bring up our own website.
And just before we finish up, you spoke at the start, James, in terms of, you know, the work you do at AMO Digital, and you mentioned the training is now a big aspect of that as well. It's vital, isn't it? And it's probably a vital part of the business for you as well, to be able to give people and business owners and SMEs in particular those skills, I suppose, that will benefit their business into the future and teach them, I suppose, how to do that themselves.
Yep, certainly. I mean, at times we kind of become a victim of our own success in that aspect, because we would like to think that our clients can go away having learned about this stuff to be able to implement it themselves. And as you say, I think it is so important to anyone with an online presence to learn how these tools work and how to use them to their advantage. It's something that I know the SkillNet is interested in doing more of, and I think wider courses at Kerry College and MTU support that as well. So no, we're delighted to be able to offer it to our clients through my own actually personal development in training.
Absolutely. Well, James, the very best of luck with it, and thank you for taking the time to speak to me this evening.
Yeah, it's a pleasure. Thanks again, Amber.